Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. This episode is all about the street man problem, Rashida problem. We solved it. We solve. You don't want to miss this. Thank you for coming back. If you're new here, this is a place to be. Kindly enjoy this episode. See you. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Have a nice one. Take care. Bye. Peace out.
It's a wrap. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters
Hello.
podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sister. How far?
ID. How you doing? What's good, Nay?
I'm good. Everything's set.
Why are you happy today? You're just happy just like that.
I'm happy. Alhamdulillah, we're alive. We're holy.
You're giving
My
me
sister.
positive vibes. You're giving me happy vibes. What is
We
it? I
need
can feel it from here.
Positive and happy vibes. I'm a happy child. Although, enemies were on me.
What the enemies do again? What is it? People would not leave enemies. Even if it's not
Nigeria is
enemies,
my
they will
enemy
say
now.
it's
God forbid,
enemy.
but see. Like, you wake up, you want to do the most positive thing, right? There's one thing or another about Nigeria that would want to, like, dampen your spirit. So, it's a constant battle between you and Nigeria. In that sense. All jokes aside, Alhamdulillah, everything is okay. Everything day. How far? How London?
It's not gloomy. The sun is out today, but it's cold.
Yeah, I can see it.
The sun is shining on me. Shine bright like a diamond.
No, this is nice.
The sun outside. But you know how this deceitful sun that when you go outside is cold, but the sky is blue. Maybe that's why I'm happy, you know?
Yes, you're a summer child.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I've been smiling since the moment I saw the sun. Something just clicked.
And the weather, Abuja too, it's been hazy. Then, like, from morning till, let's say, 11, 11:30, it gets really hot. Kaskia. Talking about the weather being hot, Rashida, you know, Ramadan is in less than a month.
Oh, I
May Allah take us in
know.
good health. It's been hot in January in Nigeria, when it's supposed to be a Ramadan. I'm just wondering how this Ramadan is going to be.
You think it's
What
going to
time
be
do you
hot?
say your Maghrib in London? Of course.
I'm not sure. You know, during Ramadan in London, we break our fast like past six or something. It's longer. But this year that it's in March, I think we're going to break our fast earlier than we usually do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's not going to be
March.
this long. So I'm looking forward to that. May Allah keep us alive to witness Ramadan. Exciting times.
I mean, can't wait. Started the countdown already.
Oh, we've started the countdown. Yeah, we've
Alhamdulillah.
Started the countdown. Alhamdulillah. We're expecting Ramadan to start on the 1st of March, inshallah. So I saw the calendar.
Yep.
What did you do this week?
This week, my rundown this week. Okay, it's been about photography and I started a new training. So overall excited. You know, I do portraiture. So this is more like documentary and it's somebody that is well known in the industry.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. I've had two classes already and there's a project that we are going to do. It's going to be a busy one for me and I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
amazing.
So this week has been all about photography.
Your
And,
happy place.
Alhamdulillah, I love it. Thank you very much. You know it. I have two happy places.
Oh, really?
My photography and the Chill Sisters, you can tell.
Oh, that's nice.
Even though Rashida is always triggering me with her man problems.
Yes, sis, let me just tell you about
Please.
My week. This week, what I on Monday, I dragged two of my friends. We went to IKEA and we just went around.
Oh, yeah. I saw the video. If you see the way I was following you in that video, yes, this is nice. This is, I love it.
Yeah, we went to IKEA. I
I
said,
love it.
let's
I
just
love
go
it.
around and see. The video didn't even do justice to all the things I saw and took this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, every time you go to IKEA, you see new designs, you see new stuff. And so that was what we did on Monday. It was good. It was good to just, for me, it wasn't even going to the IKEA. It was just like hanging out with other moms and just.
Yeah, an activity that you,
Yeah.
thank you. I love that couch, Rashida, and the setup for that room. Is it my room?
The maroon
Then
color.
lastly, you didn't say long, but I love the lamp. You know, I love lamps.
Oh, yeah, you do. The
There was a
white
lamp
one.
at the end of the
Yes,
video.
yes, yes,
Thank
yes.
you. At the end of it was really, really lovely. IKEA have lovely pieces and I think their price is fair, cool.
Depending on what you want to buy, actually.
Oh.
And sometimes you see they slash down the prices. If you're lucky enough to get it when it has been slashed down. Good. Are we doing adverts for IKEA?
No, it's true now.
But it's true. That's
But
what,
it's true.
yeah, it's true, but it's true
It's
anyways.
true now.
Yeah, so
It's
that was what
true.
I did on
Yeah, it's
Monday,
true.
and on that was the only day I took. Then after Monday, I started editing and doing other stuff. So yeah, Monday was just like a break for me.
Oh wow, love it for
But
you.
you
Love,
sis,
love, love. Shoot
my bro,
our content creation.
you know what my
Register
hashtag is?
another content.
Wannabe content creator. That's the hashtag. It's not easy. I say this
But
content creators. No, give them their flowers.
then I think you're overthinking it, Rashida. That's why.
No, it's not about thinking. You see, when you start, you know that it's not easy.
Yeah, okay. Is it not the same talk that you're doing on this podcast that you're supposed to do as voiceover?
No, that one's hard. I was sweating when I was doing that voiceover. I said, I did it like how many times? I'm telling you, I kid you not. I did it how many times? I deleted it. I did it again. I deleted it. I said, God, please, please. Please, you guys should go and follow my main page, Rakista, on Instagram, so that people see my content creation journey. I've started content. Creation.
Please follow Rashida.
Please follow
She
me.
posts stuff and she loves taking pictures of flowers, plants in general. We
Yeah.
would love to see that too.
If you need some color in your life, please follow me. You sis, talking about man problem, I have one. I have one. I'm going to start today's dilemmas
I
with.
just warned you now, please don't involve me in your main problem. But
No, serious. This one is a
I
serious one.
just said it. What
You
kind
see,
of life is
you
this
like
now?
pretending as if you pretend as if you don't enjoy this main problem. Let me bring one for you. In 2013, I got married to my wife. I was very rich, but I know my appearance wasn't appealing. I'm a dwarf. My wife is tall, fair, and beautiful. I have always known she married me because of my money. But I truly loved her. I gave her everything. I opened a big boutique for her and a saloon here in Lagos. And she used to travel with me to Turkey and Vietnam to source for goods. Over time, she became a well-known businesswoman in Lagos. I even bought properties in her name. We had two kids, a girl and a boy, both dwarfs like me. I loved them so much. But in 2017, I told her I wanted more children. She said she wasn't comfortable having more kids with my physical features and suggested we go for IVF using sperm from a donor. I agreed because I wanted to make her happy. In 2018, she gave birth to triplets, two boys and a girl, through IVF. I love them so much. But everything changed last year. She started disrespecting me, mocking my looks, and dating big men in Lagos. She told me to my face that she was tired of a dwarf climbing on top her, in her own words, and that I should go and find my mates. That broke me. We haven't been intimate since last year. I have seen hell from this woman just because I'm a dwarf. We are legally married under the act. I have already changed the properties I bought in her name back to mine, but she doesn't even care. She says her two shops are enough to buy her whatever she wants. She barely comes home, and the kids are being taken care of by the nanny. I have endured so much from her. I have told her family to come and take their daughter and refund my bride price. Recently, her elder brother came and told me that since the triplets aren't biologically mine, they will live with her when she moves out. My sister is advising me to go to court, pay the bride price there, and formally end the marriage. But my concern is that I don't want to share my properties with her if I go through the court. I'm frustrated and don't know what to do anymore. How do I handle it? Ooh.
So many things to unpack as
Yeah.
usual. You see that thing, like I always quarrel with you about settling, ba. First of all, he said he knows that the woman doesn't like him. It's
Exactly,
just because of his money. But
yeah.
him, he's okay. That's one. It's apparent. Obviously, she didn't hide it. Number two, what is even baffling me? Somebody said she doesn't want to have children that are biologically yours, and you agreed to get a sperm donor to do IVF. What kind of thing is that now? Then number three, on top of that one now, she started sleeping out, and and you're still calling it a marriage because you love your kids, or what excuse did he give? The whole thing is messed up. It doesn't make sense to me. He's not the first dwarf to get married, and since she decided to marry him like that, of course there should be some level of respect in the marriage, right? There should be a common ground of how their own life is going to be. There's a goal that both of them are trying to reach. Which brings me to all this you using money thinking it's going going to hold somebody or that's how you lock them. It's not
The
going
same
to
way
work.
we say
You
pregnancy
think he
is not
was.
going to hold a man is the same way we are saying money is not going to
Yeah,
hold a
thank you.
woman.
Going to hold him because he said that he changed the name of the properties from her name to his, and she didn't even care. You see, for his sanity, or if this is somebody that I know, I'd be like, bros, just count your losses. It's evident she doesn't want to do this again. You had one foreseen this marriage thingy. You guys have children together. Now, you see, they even outsmarted him. The triplets from the IVF, they are biologically not his. She can claim them. So it's going to be a messy fight in the courts because of those children. If I know this person, bros, just gently focus on the
No,
children that you know they are
no, this is
yours. Tough.
Yusis.
What would I
This is
say?
no, because if it was a woman, we
Do
are
you
not
know why?
angry
Do you know why
enough.
I said
I
that?
want us to be angry. We are not
No.
angry yet.
Wait. No, wait. Do you know why? The whole thing, he has made the mistake because he loved the woman. I'm sure there was no paperwork for that triplet. I'm sure there's no paperwork. They just got a donor. Maybe they paid the
He
person for
just
his
paid
sperm and everything,
the.
and it's gone. From his story, you know the whole thing is messed up. If you want to start arguing and battling, you have to come from a position of strength, not weakness. Do you understand? So, is it a battle that you think you're going to win? Is it worth
Because
fighting? So the one that you can fight, you better focus on that one. That's the way I'm seeing it too. I say he made the mistake. She said she not like him, and he knew, and he went ahead. So he had already made the mistake. That's why you say I'm not even angry like that, because she made it known. Not like the one that she, I love you. Height is nothing to me. Love is blind. And that you'd be like, this woman, she's a wicked. But she already told him,
he was willing to
do you
accept
understand?
anything because she was a
And
beautiful
he said the
man
woman,
and
fine. Thank you.
she
So
was the prize.
she was the prize, and she was using him all through. From his story, well, that's what I figured. So my sister,
That's
no,
not it
not
now.
no,
She
that's very long.
would
Okay,
have.
this triplets now, she only has two shops, right? If something happens to the shop, how is she going to continue with her lifestyle? And God will punish her now. How
Of course now.
are you married and you are sleeping with other men, and the man knows that they
No,
have
you know
sex?
he's angry now. He can say anything. Even if she's not sleeping around, he will say she's sleeping around because he's
And
angry.
it's true, Sha. You know, men, their argument is three. She
Yes.
know they give me food. She know they sleep with me, and
She's
she they
not
sleep outside. You
respecting
know they
me and
pass
she
these three.
No, this is a serious issue. I don't want to laugh. I'm so sad for him. I'm
Which
sorry.
you don't want to laugh again.
You should stop it. I'm in a serious mood now.
We know the lies now. You know they pass these three. It's these three things, especially in the north. For men in the north, is she's going out without telling me. They will add that one. So it's four. For men in the north, if she goes out without telling me, they must add that one.
I'm so sorry he's going through this. I wish him all the best.
Yeah, but it's sad. It's sad.
But if I
You,
was to give a piece
it's
of
sad.
advice, I would say sometimes it's not worth it. Because for me, this his write-up is not he's not as rich as he used to be, you know, when she married him. Now it's as if she became richer than him. So the issue is even plenty. There's a rooted issue on ground. She became richer than him. She now has triplets. So it's as if she was the one that won in this situation.
But that's the rubbish now.
Yeah, it
See,
is.
Rashida, there's one thing that we need to understand. We were discussing something and this thing came out, and the person was like, if there's one thing that surprises him with people is, like, did you give God your specifications before they created you? No.
No.
They just gave birth to you like that. You grew up and you see yourself
Yeah.
with these features,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. You
So
didn't
you
have a
cannot
chance
inform me you
to.
are better than anybody. Thank you. Because we think, quote unquote, I'm the finest.
How?
You did not make yourself. You did not go and buy it. Nobody chose how they will look. Nobody.
No.
You they just gave birth to you like that. And have you not seen two dwarfs and their child will be like 6 foot tall? You'll be like, from where to where?
I've
It's
actually
God that
seen.
created you like
Yeah.
that. So it's not something that you should be seeing as one qualification. I'm like this. I'm like, no, God decided to create you that way. You had no say in it, and there's nothing you can do about it. And don't forget, there's this Hausa saying that the rough translation is God has not finished creating you until you die, in the sense that you can have an accident now and you'll be a different person. Right, this face that you are bragging with, if you born, you are feeling that you now you get the best arms, something will happen. They have to cut off the arm. Your creation doesn't finish until you die. So what is it? It's not something that you should be looking down on people about it. But we are human beings, we do sometimes forget, oh, this person is fair, this person is dark, melanin, whatever. And you see, that's one of the issues we even have around the world. The prophet's last sermon, the first thing he said, no white person is better than non-white. An Arab is not better than a non-Arab. Do you understand? You see, this colorism, why do we have racism? Why is the world in this shambolic state? The white man thinks he's better than the black. And some black people with mental slave have accepted that. It doesn't make sense. We should do better. I wish him all the best,
I
but
do
it's a
wish him
sad
the best.
situation.
Nobody should have to go through that just because you decided to love somebody and because you decided to get married to somebody. You shouldn't go through.
And it's better to go for somebody that they even like you, sir. Please, you cannot buy somebody's affection
Please,
because.
there'll be somebody that would have still loved him the way he was, but you
Yes.
opted for
Do you
a
know the sad
beautiful,
part
tall,
now?
and fair lady.
Do you know the sad part now? If one dwarf says she like her now, you go
You will
look down
say
on her.
no. You will say no.
That's the
You
problem
say,
now.
what are we going to give birth to? That's what you
To
would have told her.
although there is not a problem like to choose the kind of person you want to settle down with, but then the probability of somebody that specification that he described for her to love you, of course, is the money. Human beings, we are feeble, we are materialistic.
Let's move on. This one says, I cheated on my wife. I don't even know
Wow.
how she is aware. I returned back yesterday from my business trip. I found my side chick picture in the living room.
Display.
She did a very big portrait of her. My head has been hot since yesterday. I'm not breathing fine. She also used her picture as her display picture on WhatsApp.
Women in tech.
She didn't even quarrel with me. She welcomed me very well, but I'm not at peace with my soul.
That welcome. If I'm you, I will run from that house. See, Mumu.
Should I ask her about the picture? I don't even know what this woman is up to. How did she find out? I'm afraid and living like a total stranger in my home. And this is my fourth time of cheating. I need advice. I don't know if she wants to unlife me. Yesterday night, she came in with a knife. I didn't know that she wanted to use it to cut some bread for the kids. That was how I jumped up. That was how scared I was. I'm living in fear. Please, I need help.
Rashida, tell us, how can you help this man?
Why is he living in fear? Won't you confront her? Let them solve
Confront
everything.
care. My question is, have they removed the picture in the living room of this side chick, or he
No.
just left
The
it there?
picture is there. You just
Then
ex
he must be very stupid.
he can't remove the picture. How will he dares not touch that picture.
And he had not said, men can gaslight you. So he can't even use that gaslighting talent. Is this your relative that I don't know of? Oh, so something stupid. Can you imagine? He's not even serious, but he should be careful. I'm afraid of those people that can keep their calm like this in this situation, no, Rashida. It's better those that just they say their mind, they vent and move on. But those ones that will be silent, mute, they are the ones that they do documentary about them, which brings me to this.
God, please, God, please.
Rashida, I didn't see the end coming.
No, you know the ones they say the quiet ones are the dangerous ones. I believe that statement. If a woman or a man does something to you and they react, please hold that man or hold that woman with love and passion. The ones that don't react, the ones that you say, oh, she's too calm, she doesn't react. Anything I do,
When
she
they
just
do
keep quiet.
one, is one over 1,000 of somebody
Yusis,
else's.
please, the people need to hear that story of that lady. Oh my God.
No, I did not see that one coming though.
I did not see it coming too. It was unbelievable.
Rashida. My sister in law sent it to me. She was after the post, she was not sending multiple messages like wrong. Please come and see this. I said, Alpha, now you're open. So guys, basically the story is there's this lady, she's from an affluent background. So she married this guy, up and coming, nothing much, but she loved him. Anyway, they got married. After they got married, of course, her family will settle her. She has a car and everything, but she loved him and he got married. As time went on, things started to look good for him and they were doing okay. Then they had kids. Lo and behold, though, her brother go marry again. New wife, Yao Amaria. So the new wife wasn't able to conceive for a while. So I think the thing got into her head and she was jealous. The first wife gave birth to a new child again. Now, while feeding the infant, the new wife went on to boil hot water with a plant. As the first wife was breastfeeding the new baby, you know that thing that mothers do, you know, you're playing with the child, you're looking at him, rocking him while they feed. New wife carry hot water. Before
God
you know
of
it,
mercy.
poured everything on the mother and the child. You know, maternal instinct, luckily for the first wife, she flung the child, so the hot water on the legs of the child. But the first wife, her bag, everything, they had to rush her to the hospital.
God.
Angry, her family, you know, were upset. No, they can't take such. She has to leave the man. The next thing, this first wife that was scared, she says, no, she love her husband and she's not going anywhere. They want to kill you. You say you love who? And the husband,
That she loves her husband, she still wants to go back to the house.
she says she's going back with Rashida. The husband, Kumar, he said he doesn't like to take his family matter into the court, so they have to settle this amicably. You don't like your family matter in the court. Okay. The dad was furious. He told the first wife, if she goes back to that house, to Oyo is her case, he will have nothing to do with her. Anything where she sees for that house, she will carry on like that. She has to hold on to him. Hold on. Not so. They went back to the house. The dad, he forbade anybody from the family to say they would even help her recovering. So the husband was nursing her. Anyway, she got well and even started going to work. You people, you'll be like, where is the second wife? The murderer? Where is she? Well, Amaria, second wife, felt sorry. She started helping out in the house. She was even helping her, like, take care of the kids when she went out. Everything seemed okay.
God have mercy.
And the husband, the first few months, anytime he goes out, he usually comes back home panicky, thinking something will happen. He didn't trust the first wife. Anyway, you know, they say nobody will know you more than your wife or your husband. He felt something is off, like, so he will come back to see if the first wife have done something to the second wife. Imagine, that's his concern. Anyway, first wife let the thing die. You know, nobody was suspecting. Lo and behold, if you meet pap, there's this kunungeta in the north. That's groundnut pap. In the north, they make that pap either with wheat. Now, so first wife, she was making pap. Everybody was relaxed. She let the pap to simmer, to boil. You know, the groundnut was boiling. It was boiling. If that didn't touch you. Anyway, as God will have it, and as the first wife will have it, second wife was relaxed, seated in the living room. Same thing. That's how first wife carried the whole pot of that groundnut, poured it from her head
God have mercy.
all over. People that witnessed it, they said it's not like water. This
No.
one is a paste.
It will be rolling down
So it will be
slowly.
rolling. They said it rolled down on her face. The skin was just peeling off.
Oh God. Oh
Head
God.
was boiling,
Oh God.
shoulder.
Oh God.
Hey, my God.
Please.
That's how they rushed new wife to the hospital.
Oh.
Now, so they gather again. They call papa, husband come. Even the father was shocked. I'm sure he didn't know his daughter he would do.
Had that mind.
Now, so the first one said, talk, an eye for an eye. You say, even Islamically, if you slap, I have the right to slap back. If I want, I'll forgive. She says, so they thought this lady will scar her and her child, and they'll just say sorry. And
And it will
on
be
top
the
of
end.
that, the husband had the effrontery to say that he doesn't want the affairs of his family in the court. He said, talk, she, not revenge, she do. One, one. Till today, they said, new wife, oh, that head, hey, no, they come out. It's been burnt badly. The place just they shine. Talk.
Oh no.
Now, first wife, papa said, talk, my dear son, you said you don't like the affairs of your family in the court. This one, too, no go reach court. First wife went back to her family house. She said, she know they do marriage again. Make you kukuma, WhatsApp her, telegram her, post her divorce letter that she know they do.
What?
Okay.
This is
You
sad.
see all these quiet people. You see, the fact that brought us to this story, she kept quiet too. Omo,
Do you know how many
kai
years
kai kai
she
kai
it
kai
must have
kai
taken her
kai.
years, because she healed. She went back to work, so she
She
was
healed.
okay. So you mean she was patient for how many years till everybody had forgotten what had happened
I
and
see
they
that
think
this
it's in the
woman is
past?
wicked person, you know.
No, I know, I don't like that behavior.
I
No, that
defend this
behavior is
kind of
bad.
people.
And you know, I never
No,
thought of it like this. Putting two wives, men that like marrying two wives and putting them in the same house, is death sentence.
you know, even God rest his soul, Sheikh Jaffer, the learned Sheikh Jaffer, he said even him, who be Islamic scholar, it's not even two separate households. He said he cannot keep two wives in the same state. So one day Kaduna, one day Kano. That's how he said he cannot do it. Talk more of one nonsense that doesn't even know the five pillars or doesn't understand the five pillars of Islam.
I think it should be like, it should be ruled out that anybody that wants to have a second
But
wife, you
Rashida,
cannot put them in the same house. If you
it's
don't have
not
money to put them in separate houses, please, then you don't have any business getting
Rashida,
married.
Rashida. You know how we speak about women doing their own research. These studies, if it's from the Quran or this is out there. Remember, Sheikh Asim was explaining this a while back. A woman is entitled to say, me, I'm not staying in the same house with another woman. So he has to go and find another house. It's within your right to choose whether or not to stay.
Even with the man's parents, because men will
That
get
one, you are
married.
even going over and above. Kwata-kwata is not
No,
supposed to,
not yeah,
but they do
anybody,
it.
any man that will put you together with his parents, right, will put you together with another woman.
But you know now, Rashida, women are desperate. They don't send. They will not be doing audition for the parent. You marry, but you don't turn house girl. If you're not subjected to that, they'll be monitoring everything. Have you not heard of stories where the man will buy things, you give his mama, you as the wife, you will go into his mama to collect?
This is a true
Just
life
last
story.
week.
I know
Yes,
somebody
now.
that lived that life.
Oh, so what kind of madness is that? Just recently, somebody was telling me that the mother-in-law, this one is his house. They don't live together. She left the village and came to the cities to stay with them, right? So the mother will be deciding what they will cook in the household. And the wife, you and your own house, she will write list, go to the mother-in-law. Mother-in-law will be saying, no, this tomato 2,000 is too much. Buy 1,001. Pepe 3,000. What are we doing with Pepe 3,000? My friend will buy 800.
That's madness.
The mother will peruse in the list. Do you understand?
And you
And
know
she
the
will,
annoying
like, when
thing?
you hear these stories, I'm like,
Yeah, it
is
doesn't
this
make
your
sense.
house?
Yeah.
Like, it's madness. Let me end this story. One day, she just sat down. You know, sometimes when you are being foolish, people will tell you, you won't see it. Then one day, it's like a light bulb moment. Pam, she's like, wait, oh, what is even happening? Rashida, now she's changed for mother-in-law. She changed for mother-in-law in the house. Before you know it, fight. Mother-in-law, husband, forbid, they say, maza, maza. Kia, she left him all alone. She should be coming back. That's
Better.
how she left the house. This kind of stories, you'd be wondering. Ah. Anyway, when you see marriage like they are doing you a favor, why wouldn't they be doing all this thing, Rashida? Women will save, you know, to put out that look that everything is okay. You know this now. Our parents did it. Our mothers did it. So when they say a woman is not working, there's no way a woman is not working. We've discussed this. Like, they don't consider house chores and everything, taking care of the kids as work, but it's actually work. Remember this story, Rashida, where there's this lady. They were managing their life. She was the one doing everything for herself, right? Taking care. If you see her, you know,
Peg.
pending thing. Nine. You say you want marry. You say, you want marry? Oh, go ahead. You have enter. Should not they see all this and say, Ashe. She was the first one that was doing everything for
For
herself.
herself. You know, some women even see you looking good and they want to come in and marry your husband because they want to enjoy what you're enjoying. It
Ashe.
happens a lot
My
in the
sister.
north.
Oh, do you forget this story again, Rashida? Where the woman was giving. I saw it on Twitter. I'm sure you must have seen it. The woman was giving part of her salary, her earnings, everything.
To the
Now
husband.
your brother, he say he want marry. Say,
God.
you want marry? No problem. Rashida, she cut off everything. Ongo, I don't even get it. Explain it to me. So, what did he think the response would be? So she will continue giving you money to take
To
care of
take care
another
of
woman or what?
your other
Like, I
wife.
don't understand it. Anyway, it's because a lot of women, a lot of us, when we are in that situation, when you love a man, we act so foolish. So he thought she would extend the foolishness even when he marries another woman.
Yeah.
Kai, to each their own. I wish everybody all the best. But Rashida, that woman really shocked me. I didn't see the end coming.
No,
I don't know. I did not see it coming.
that's a dangerous
Woman,
behavior to have
even if
too.
now my sister go, they don't know.
I want to say it's good that she got her revenge back, but I just feel it's
But if
dangerous.
that woman, the new wife for, should have died, though. It's a very risky
It's
thing.
a very risky thing.
Boiling granite pap.
No, that was bad.
The
That was
poor,
terrible.
kai,
No, that was
no.
for her to
I
even have
understand.
thought of
Yes,
that
you can.
is terrible.
Yes, plan it all this long. Kai, no. But the second wife, that Chukwuma Sam Rashida, we can't take that because I don't understand. Okay,
Because she scarred her
how does
and she
pouring
wanted to
water?
live her own life be without being scarred. See, that's
Don't
why I
forget the
said,
child. Don't forget the
and
child.
there was a child.
Imagine
Because if the one, oh, yeah. Yep.
imagine if she wanted to kill that child. Imagine if the mother didn't like bend her head, while she was feeding
Protect the
the
child.
child.
Yeah, it would have been
Imagine the water on the child's face, the child would have died. So
on
I
both
don't
of
know,
them.
how does you pouring hot
Okay,
water
for
on the first wife
actually
going
forgot
to make you
about
to
the
have a
child.
child?
You know, I forgot about the
Even
child.
the child is not there, Rashida.
Me and you is okay, but for you to involve my child,
No,
how
no, no.
dare you?
So we will not forget what she did.
No.
Anyway, she was the instigator. And
She
you see, that's the
started it.
problem. You cannot dictate how a person reacts when you do something to them. You can't dictate. You see, because on a normal day, it's the first wife that is supposed to do this to the second wife because you came. But she left you, she was living her life. Then you had the guts and the effrontery to boil water to come and pour it on on her and her child.
No, she
And the man
started
is
it.
saying he doesn't want his family affair in the
The best he could do was to come back home early so that nothing will happen before he comes back home. You see, I have this one.
Okay.
It says, my husband recently told me that he has a strange request. He said he would feel happy if I could go out on a date with another man, make out with him and record it, and then come and show him. He said it would make him love me more. And
Lover.
it's something he has always wanted. At first, I thought he was joking, but when I asked him again, he said he was serious. He said it would make him feel closer to me, and he has been asking for this for some time now. I'm really confused and worried. I love my husband and I always want to make him happy, but this request is something I never expected. I feel uncomfortable with the idea of being with another man, especially when I'm married. I'm also worried about how this might affect our relationship if I should do it. I really don't know what to do. Should I listen to his request to make him happy, or should I stand my ground and tell him it's not something I can do? I don't want to hurt him, but at the same time, I don't know if I can do something like this. Please, I need your help. What are your thoughts, Ulysses?
Even some of these stories, I just feel people are just making up these stories because this
It will
cannot be
shock
life.
you. This is
It's
how they will
already
say.
shocking me.
This is how they'll say, they'll bring something, you say, ah, it can never be real, it can never be real.
Hi.
Sometimes we think that these things are not real. Then we'll now come and see that there's somebody going through it too, and they can relate to the same situation.
Well, I know people that have all these crazy fetish. Once it's a fetish, it's crazy. But how is your wife making up with another man going to make you happy? Like the thought of her with another man should upset you, right? Or am I being too normal?
The thing is that he has searched and searched. He's looking for something to pin her down with, and this is the only thing. So he's looking for evidence, and the evidence is her that will use her hand to go and get evidence and bring for him.
But if he wants to end the marriage, he doesn't have to go this far now.
He wants to do something, but he doesn't want it to look like he's the problem.
Yeah, they are always the good guys.
Yes, maybe this person is in an organization, maybe a pastor, or he's well known, he's a respected person in the community, and he doesn't want to tarnish his image.
Like, you can lie now and people will believe you for
No, it's
fool.
not going to be that. He has to show evidence. I'm sure the way I'm looking
But
at
she
it,
didn't say the lady should send him the video. He
she's
said
he
she should
said
show him. No, he said when she comes, she should show him.
you cannot transfer it to his own phone. That's the easiest thing to do now. He can't always transfer it. He just needed that evidence so that he'll go around saying, oh, this lady did this and this, and this is a ground. I can't take it. It's just giving me like he's a well-respected person.
God forbid bad thing.
He's
God
trying
forbid.
to set
It's
a
like,
trap for her.
and I don't understand people that indulge in all this. They are threesome.
Oh,
They say
they are exploring. They are
they are
spicy.
spicing
Yes. They are spicy.
the... I I don't even know what to say. Well,
Yeah.
sister, if you like, go and do. If you
No.
like, don't do it. But you know what's right. Tell
This
me
is a
here.
trap. Let him call
It's
family
a big
meeting
time.
and say it in front of all the whole family members so that she will have evidence and she will have
Well,
people.
you know you will not do that now, Rashida.
Let him say it in front of
Yeah.
the family.
What is happening anyway, Rashida? What is even happening? It's not normal
It's
now.
not normal. That's why we bring them, because they are not normal. Like, you can't just sit down and think of these things, you know? You can't just sit down and think of it. Whether it's real, it's not real. Even if it's not real, maybe something similar is happening to somebody. It's not the exact same thing, but something close to it is happening to somebody else.
I don't know.
Don't fall for
I don't
it. Do not fall for it.
know.
This is
It's going to end in tears,
it's going
as
to
they
end
say.
in premium tears.
It's
Oh, I know.
crazy. Sister, don't do it. If you feel, you know now, anything that will make him happy. He's the one that asked me to do it now. It's not like I went out of my way to go and cheat on him. Okay, all the best. You know, I love wishing people the best. I wish her all the
All the
best.
best.
She knows the right thing to do. She knows. That's why she's asking.
Yeah. Last but not the least, on the streets of Instagram, this lady wrote a, she's like, "Women, it's as if I have made a mistake. Me and my husband, we have been married for 8 years. When we got married, we were living in a two-bedroom flat. Then we started having kids and the house became small. His father died and he got an inheritance of a land which was 100 by 100. I advised him to sell half of the house and use the remaining half to start building, even if it's just to make a foundation. I got a loan from where I was working for 10 million naira. I sold my own inheritance, which was 7 million. I had 17 million. I gave it to him and we started building the property. We built a 5-bedroom with a living room and a kitchen and a very big parking space. This was 5 years ago, but now he picks on every little thing and says if I am tired, I should move and leave his house.
Which house? She will be. Hi.
Every little thing, he starts like screaming and shouting, saying that this is his house. So he can't put rules and regulation in the house and I should just follow. If I would not follow his rules and regulation, I should pack my things and leave his house. He has been fighting me so much, but I have been hearing news here and there that he is trying to marry another wife. Imagine the house that we built. Till today, I have not finished paying the loan. Please, what can I do legally to make claim of the house? Because the way things are going, this man wants to show me the true color of men. Please, what should I do? Thank God.
Men are what? You know, I can tell you for free when she gave him. Wait, let me understand. Did she dash him that money or did she borrow him the money?
When you marry, you sis, you and your
Yeah.
partner become one.
But they say that she should. They say make she leave the house now. That means she should not
At the point where they were making this
become.
decision,
They were one.
they were one. He had the land,
Yes.
she had some money, she took some
Half
loan,
half.
she
They came one.
they came one and had a 5-bedroom apartment for all of them to
So,
live comfortably.
but now 5 years later,
5 years later.
everybody they answer in Papa name. They are no more one.
So what is going to happen in this situation? Should he give her?
Rashida, you didn't answer me. Did she give the money as? Did she borrow in the money as loan, or this is my own contribution for us to build
You
house?
sis,
And
you.
I can tell you for free, they did not
They
document
did not
it.
document it now.
Thank you
You
very much.
sis,
Is
you know where you
his
are mad.
word against
This is
hers?
word against hers. In fact, there is no. The only thing that will save her now is because she collected loan from the bank. And maybe she has a receipt of the money she sold her own pro. She sold her own
No.
property.
Added loan on top.
Added
Women
loan
can
on
be so
top.
stupid and naive. No, let's call a spade a spade.
Oh,
Women can be
God.
so stupid and naive.
I
Like,
understand. I understand you're trying to help your husband. You sis, this is. You sis, no, this
Rashida,
is. Oh, God.
It has happened too many times.
It has happened too many times.
It will continue to happen. So when are we going to learn? The thing is, cool, you might have this good intention, right? And you're seeing the future, everything is fine. But the problem is the other person, and you cannot control the other person. What can you do in this situation is you have to protect yourself.
I'd be
You have to be
smart about
careful.
it.
Be smart about it. Why did she sell her own land?
Thank
Why
you
didn't she
very much. You
build
know,
her own house? You
no.
cannot have a house.
No, you
house.
see, no, that's not even the see. We are going too far. Like that's like, and if we're putting it's an extreme. Do you know what she should have done then? If she was thinking straight. At this point, she wasn't thinking straight. If she was thinking straight, what she would have done was leave her property, collect the loan, and use the loan.
Why is she collecting loan?
I would rather she collects the loan and leave her property than
That's
sell
even
her.
worse. Loan. Okay. Now
She's
they are
still
going
paying
to
the
they are
loan.
if she's not lucky, they are going to find from that work.
She's still paying the loan.
So it's from her salary. She know they get full salary. She doesn't have a property.
Are you serious? Do you
And
know what is annoying me?
they are trying to chase her out of the house, their house.
Are you serious? Do you know what's annoying me now? Anytime a man wants to get married, he just comes up with this silly idea. He starts fighting, starts making
Like
everywhere very
it's
uncomfortable. Like,
a stupid What did they say? It's a tale old as time.
crazy.
Like,
Yes.
can you even do something new? Can you be creative with
Like,
this
can we
thing,
not see it
you know?
coming? Can you just
Like,
double your kindness?
thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, you
Some
don't
people do
understand.
that.
At that point, it's like, hello, I'm doing you a favor. So what the hell? Whatever I do, you have to accept it like that. What's happening here? You know, that arrogance and the miscalculations
I'm
and
showing that this
whatnot.
is his right. Is this is what
What
the Quran has said we should
said, do you
do.
understand?
They are never in the wrong when it comes to like taking a
Ilah,
second wife.
this picking up fight from every little thing was the
It's not
then telling
necessary.
her
I
to leave
don't
his
think
house.
it's necessary. I don't think you have to do that to do. You can still get married to your second wife without making life uncomfortable for the first wife, you know?
Rashida, what are we even saying? At least this one, right? They build the house together and he's saying, leave my house. Now he has the land, she has the house. Actually, the house is her own, but him owns the land. Now, money they use build the house. So it's his land, it's her house,
Oh God.
right? You are talking, what about the ones that you are in a rented house and you're still saying, leave my
Leave my
house is my
house.
house?
Oh my God, please. May Allah
Like
make
Rashida
it
will
easy
always
for
say,
us.
God, I beg.
God, I beg. God, I beg.
Women, they see things, oh, my
I always
house.
say this prayer that, Ya Allah, please don't test me with that which I cannot bear. Like,
Of
please do
course,
not
of
test
course,
me
of
with
course,
what
of
I can
course.
bear. All
Man
the
will come and
stories are
say,
coming from the heart of the north.
Rashida, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, don't be surprised. One man, only one man now, will come and say, Kibarishi, just leave the house for him. You know, you are saying him. How many times, Rashida, a lady will
So what
like
is her
him
own gain
or.
now? Is he going
Thank
to give
you.
her the money
My
back?
advice to her, My advice to her is, of course, if she doesn't have the documentation, she can prove it. Collect every bit of your money, to the penny, to the last kobo. Collect your money, and you know he can't have that money. He
No, he
cannot have
can
it.
have it now. If the money he wants to use to like get married because he has to
Are
do
you
all this.
okay? You think you Rashida, it's like you have stayed in this London for too long. You have to come back to Nigeria and stay for like 2 years before you go back home. Can you imagine?
Why
See,
now?
left to him, any money that we give that woman now is a waste. He's never paying that money unless they drag this thing maybe to the courts authority or something. Even that one, you see that they will have to like come
My
up
only
with a
question
payment
is
plan.
with the fight, is all the small fights, is it necessary? That's my only problem in
Here's
this.
another thing. It's not necessary now, but they don't see it like that. He's frustrating her now.
Let's take it home,
God
you sis.
forbid.
Guys, and on that note, we have come to the end of this lovely episode. We were on the streets throughout today. We didn't go anywhere. We just stayed on the streets. Focus on the street. Things are happening on the streets. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. And guys, we are on YouTube. In case you say, oh, I don't have Apple Podcasts. I can't go to RSS. Oh, I can't listen to you guys on Spotify. We are on YouTube. You can go on YouTube
Go and watch it.
and just listen to us.
There are data plans that is for just social media, YouTube, WhatsApp, and the rest. YouTube, maybe the whole day is just 200 naira. You understand? So
Please
we can hang out there
follow us, like,
anyway.
comment, subscribe,
Share.
do all the needful for us. Show us your love.
Thank you guys. You can follow us. All the Rashida said. Thank you guys.